Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, we have Josh to blame for this one.
All right.
Hey guys, first of all, thanks for getting me going every morning.
Welcome
Josh. Love your show at our house. I work at a hotel, and I think you guys should call one of our new employees with one of your little phone taps there. Stan just started with us last month. I think he'd be perfect. What do you guys think?
Say no more. Welcome, Stan, to your phone tap.
Good morning. Hotel, this is Stan. How can I direct your call?
Hi there, Stan. I was wondering if you could help me with a reservation.
Sure, I would be happy to help you with that. And when were you looking to stay with us?
Well, I was needing a room for next Friday and Saturday.
Okay, sure. Hold on. Let me look here. Yes, we do have rooms available for those nights. We have a room with a king-size bed or one with two queen-sized beds.
Well, let me ask you this, Stan. Which one has the most floor space?
The most floor space? You mean like square footage?
No, you're not listening to me. The most space on the floor. I will not be using your bed, so it doesn't matter if there's one or two in there. I'll just sleep on the floor, so I would like to know which room will give me the most space for that.
Oh, you'll sleep on the floor?
Yes, Stan. I'm a bit of a germaphobe, as some doctors have called it. I have concerns about germs, so I don't like sleeping in hotel beds.
I can tell you that our beds are very, very clean. The linens are washed daily, whether or not someone stays in the room or not.
Well, I'm sure they are, Stan, but I can't sleep in a bed that hundreds of other people have slept in.
Okay.
So you see what I do is I wrap myself in plastic sheeting and I sleep on the floor.
Okay, well, I think the room with the king-size bed would actually give you more space on the floor.
All right, then. I will take the king.
All right. Well, sir, if you are worried about germs, I don't know about sleeping on the floor.
Now, Stan, am I getting that you're saying your hotel floors are dirty?
No. I mean, our housekeeping people do a very, very good job of keeping things very clean.
Mm.
But, you know, it is the floor. I just feel like that might be a little dirtier.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they do. I prefer to sleep on the floor. You see what I explained earlier. I wrap myself in heavy plastic sheeting. I wear a surgical mask and modified football helmet to protect my head. Now, is that going to be an issue with you?
No. I guess you're welcome to sleep wherever you would like in the room.
Okay. Now, I'll be bringing my own toilet seat. Now, can you have your maintenance people remove your dirty, germy seat from the toilet before I arrive? So I can put my clean one on there.
You want us to take out our toilet seat out of your room and so that you can put your own in?
Uh-huh.
Yes, Stan. I'll put yours back before I check out. Now, will you be able to provide me with the tools, or should I bring my tool belt and do it myself?
I don't know. I've never been asked that question before.
Well, would you let me know before next Friday?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Now, I do enjoy swimming and would like to use your pool.
Uh-oh.
But I don't really like the public part of the public pool.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can't really let you have the pool all to yourself. I definitely cannot promise that.
Well, that's fine, but I will warn you, I will be swimming in a full rubber scuba suit that I can't risk coming into contact with any of the water that other people have been in.
Okay.
It's like people tea that I just can't wrap my brain around. In fact, I may wear that scuba suit just walking around the hotel just to be safe.
I don't see a problem with that either.
And you think you can accommodate my needs?
Yes.
I do believe so, sir. Well, let me just get some information for the reservation here. May I have your name, please?
Absolutely. It is Josh.
Uh-oh.
Really? That's my boss's name.
Oh, did I say Josh? I'm sorry. I meant Josh is the one who called us here at 99.7 DJX and told us that we should put you on the radio and have a little fun with you here.
What? What is this?
Stan, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, man.
Wow, Stan already gets like, employee of the month.
I don't even know. What is this guy?
He was such a champ. He's like, yep, all right. You scuba suit, no problem.
All right, I'm...
Why didn't you ask to drain the pool first?
As then he's typing in, okay, this guy's whack job. All right, there you go. That is your phone tap.